Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hate crimes in Massachusetts are at a 10-year high, according to the most recent state data. The spike in prejudice-motivated crimes is galvanizing one group, the Boston Pink Pistols, a group that encourages the LGBTQ community to protect themselves with their Second Amendment right. WBUR's Quincy Walters explains.
On a trigger finger numbing Saturday in the Worcester County town of Harvard, Sergio Perez is a little out of his element. His idea of a nice Saturday doesn't usually involve being at a gun range. On weekends, Perez admits he usually prefers to see Broadway shows. He shot a gun once before, a long time ago.
I think the last time was like with a big long rifle, I don't even know, and they said something about pull and you had to shoot. It was something totally different.
Perez lives in Hartford, Connecticut, and for him, Boston has the closest Pink Pistols chapter, a group brought together by their LGBT identity and an interest in using firearms for self-defense if need be. In the Boston Pink Pistols, some participate to protect themselves and some come just to shoot. Perez likes the scene, gay people like himself being true marksmen and women. And soon, he has a turn to get one step closer to firearm proficiency.
You're going
to
line up these three dots. So the green one is centered and level between the two white ones.
Aaron Grossman, an NRA-certified instructor and leader of the Boston Pink Pistols, who identifies as a sexual minority, shows Perez the basics of wielding a Ruger 22 handgun. Then Perez squeezes off some rounds.
Did I hit any of my targets? I wasn't even looking.
Honestly, I was looking at you, not at the target, because my job is to make sure that you're safe and that you're doing the right thing. I don't really care where you hit it.
Boston had a Pink Pistols group that disbanded some years ago, but Grossman revived it after the Pulse Gay Nightclub massacre in 2016. Before the group goes to the gun range in Harvard, they have brunch in Somerville. On this day, there are four people gathered. More will join at the gun range. Grossman says gradually more and more people have been showing up since Pulse, and with state data showing a rise in hate crimes, almost a 10% increase here in Massachusetts in 2017, Grossman says people in the group are concerned they could be victims of a violent hate crime.
And when that happens, it's too late to seek help, it's too late to avoid it, because the situation's already there.
While hate crimes in Massachusetts have risen overall, the most recent data show crimes based on victims' sexual orientation and gender identity in the state have decreased in recent years. Perez says he's still concerned.
You're hearing all these horrible stories. I unfortunately want to be prepared. Of course, you got to gauge the situation very carefully, but that's what I'm hoping to get out of this, how to deal with something like that. I just want to be prepared.
He says his greatest fear is that he'll be a victim of a physical attack, caught off guard, and won't know what to do. Some trace the overall rise in hate crimes to overheated rhetoric since the election of President Donald Trump. But Perez, who voted for Trump, doesn't see the correlation.
And I respect folks who have that sentiment. I really don't feel that our president is undermining me as a LGBT. I know that for trans folks, there's some issues there.
Most folks in the Pink Pistols don't want to be in this story because they don't want to out themselves as gun owners. They say there's more stigma about being a gun owner or advocate in Massachusetts than being gay. The state attorney general enforces the state Civil Rights Act. In a statement, the AG's office wouldn't comment on the Boston Pink Pistols group, but said victims of bias-motivated harassment and violence should call the AG's special hotline for hate crimes. Back at the gun range, Perez gets more comfortable holding the pistol, and it looks like he may have even hit the paper target a few times.
I totally felt at ease practicing in front of with folks that are just like me, of similar backgrounds. I think that if this was in a regular setting, I probably wouldn't have felt as relaxed.
Do you think you're that much prepared now to defend yourself with a firearm?
No, not at all. This requires a lot more sessions, for me.
At the end of the day, the group sweeps up hundreds of spent shell casings. As Perez helps clean up, he says he'll skip some Broadway shows in New York to come shoot with the Boston Pink Pistols. So that way, if the time comes to defend himself, he says he'll be ready. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.